I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hello and welcome to Forever 35. Your friendly neighborhood podcast about the things we do to take care of ourselves. I am Kate Spencer.
I'm Dori Shafrir.
We are not experts.
We're just two friends who like to talk a lot about serums, and this is a mini episode.
It is a mini ep.
Hear from you all.
We've got some questions.
We do. Should we just quickly remind everyone about our voicemail before we get into
That's
it?
That's a good idea, because someone might be listening and being like, how are they getting these
exactly.
questions?
Exactly. Our voicemail is 781-591-0390, and you can also send us questions at forever35podcast@gmail.com. All right.
Okay.
Let's get into it.
Hi, Dori and Kate.
Hi.
Hi. I'm turning 30 this year, and it seems like a big number. I still see myself as a girl and don't feel like I dress and behave like a woman. How did you come to terms and lived that first year on your 30s? Any advice for those voices, internal and external, that make women afraid of this age? Not a girl, not yet a woman. I played that song over and over again. Hey, listener, it is a big age. Every age, I think, feels big. Some people might not find 30 to be a big deal. Sounds like for you, you are. I don't think you should be setting expectations for yourself to dress like any certain way. You can see yourself as a girl if you want. I mean, I think you're putting, like, I say this gently and with love, unnecessary pressure on yourself to act or dress a certain way.
I also think a lot of times these things just sort of evolve naturally. Like, I know for me, I remember walking into like Urban Outfitters one day and being like, this is not for me anymore.
Interesting.
It wasn't
point.
Like I was like, I'm not going to shop at Urban Outfitters right, now like, that I'm 33. It was like
on your birthday, you just like shut the door to Urban Outfitters
yeah,
and never
exactly.
went back.
Yeah. But I remember like in New York, there's a big Urban Outfitters, or at least there used to be. I assume it's still there. It might not be at 6th Avenue and 14th Street. And I would like, it was like near where I worked. And sometimes if I was like walking to meet someone downtown, I would just like pop in. And I remember distinctly like walking in and being like, oh, I don't like anything in here, and it's like not for me anymore. And I was like, okay. And I left. Like, that was it. And it just felt right to me. And so I think, you know, something like that might happen to you. It might not. I don't really believe in quote unquote dressing your age.
I don't either.
I don't think that's like a thing. I think it just sort of happens. And if it doesn't happen, that's fine too. But like, I think it happens because of your lifestyle, kind of. Like, I don't know. I just sort of stopped wearing skinny jeans because they were tight.
Yeah, they
you
are.
Know? Like, I was like, I don't.
Why did we do that for so long?
I don't really want to wear these anymore. But it wasn't. It wasn't like I was like, oh my God, I'm 40. I can't wear skinny jeans anymore.
Yeah, I wouldn't put any pressure on yourself to change who you are, and unless you're, you know, your style might evolve over time. For me, my style is evolving in that, like, I want to be more comfortable and I give less fucks.
Yep.
That's it. It does, and that happens because I'm aging and I think I'm kind of becoming more confident and comfortable in myself, but it wasn't like I woke up and was like, today's the day I go to Eileen Fisher. I mean, one, because Eileen Fisher is very expensive, so I can't go in there that much. But boy, do I like it. So I wouldn't put any pressure on yourself. I would just dress however you feel like you want to express yourself.
And in terms of like those voices that make women afraid of this age, I feel like the episode we did with Glynis McNichol, I feel like it's a really good episode to listen to.
Yeah, listen to that if you haven't already.
And read her book. I mean, I think so much of this is stuff that it's like internalized misogyny. Because we live in a patriarchy.
And external misogyny.
And externalized misogyny.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so I think it's worth kind of examining why you have these thoughts and what they mean, and overcoming them.
Yes. And it's not that it isn't hard to age or to deal with those, the pressure and expectations that come along with aging, the cultural expectations, which I think we've talked about, of like having kids and being partnered or having a certain job or being a certain place in your career or whatever it is. But I would say, like, if you can get clear about like, what are your goals and intentions and how you want to live your life without, you know, trying to ignore, but just look into yourself and see what's important, what your values are, and then say like, F it to all the other bullshit and just enjoy your life.
Yeah.
I don't know if that answers your question, listener. But I also think one thing that's becoming more clear to me as I get older is that I'm less afraid of aging. Mm-hmm. I don't know if I've ever been afraid of aging, but certainly you have this feeling like when I turned 25 and I was still like an intern, you know, like I didn't feel like I had accomplished all the things I wanted to accomplish. And if we are lucky, hopefully our lives are long and, there's so many opportunities for us to discover ourselves and connect with other people and have new experiences. And so I would say embrace it.
Yeah. I mean, we happen to live in a culture that venerates youth. There are so many other cultures that venerate their elders.
Yes.
Like think if we lived in a culture where elders were really respected.
Imagine.
Just imagine.
And by elders, we mean like people older than, we are not elders. Although we are made to feel that way.
Right. And just like the thought, like you were saying, the thought that getting old is itself a privilege and a blessing.
Totally.
Not something to be fearful of.
Yeah. Enjoy it.
Enjoy it. We're going to take a quick break.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. So start getting your best night's sleep in sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. And you can try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee, plus 15% off your first order with code BUTTERY. So head to bollandbranch.com today. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
I like to care for my skin, duh. And it's also something that I do love to kind of like get into the research on.
You do have a curious mind.
Look, I have a curious mind. I can't help it.
You do.
But today's sponsor, OneSkin, has made that easy because they do their own fantastic research for their products. In fact, their products are scientifically validated to improve your skin's health while targeting the root cause of aging. The secret is OneSkin's proprietary OS1 peptide. It's the first ingredient proven to switch off the aging cells that cause lines, wrinkles, and thinning skin, and they've got several studies to back it up. They also have an amazing new sunscreen.
Ooh, our favorite.
Our fave. It's the OS1 Shield Protect and Repair SPF 30+.
It's got the peptide. It's a mineral sunscreen. It's got antioxidants. It comes in tinted and untinted. I mean, like, what can't this thing do? I'm just saying. I love it. It's so easy to use. And I love that it's just like, zoop, and it feels so nice going on. But don't take my word. Don't take my word for it. OneSkin has over 4,000 five-star reviews and was recently recognized by Fast Company as one of the most innovative brands of 2024. OneSkin is the world's first skin longevity company. By focusing on the cellular aspects of aging, OneSkin keeps your skin looking and acting younger for longer. Get started today with 15% off using code FOREVER at oneskin.co. That's 15% off oneskin.co with code FOREVER. After you purchase, they'll ask you where you heard about them, and please support your show and tell them we sent you.
Do you want to handle this question, Dory?
Yeah, sure.
Okay.
Okay. So I'm a total newbie when it comes to skincare. I'm happy to report, since listening to your podcast, I've started using a cleanser slash toner slash micellar water and night cream. I wasn't completely sold on night cream and started with a drugstore more natural one. Happy to report, I love it. I love my self-care routine every night and morning and find myself just going out fresh face with zero makeup more often than not. That is delightful.
Great.
Okay. What is both of your opinion on skincare systems versus picking out individual toner slash serum slash night creams? I've been researching serums. She's ready to take the plunge, and have noticed on websites, especially Amazon, that you can purchase a line of products containing night cream, cleanser, and serums for slightly cheaper. Right now, I'm using all different brands, but I'm wondering if they are all the same brand, will they be more effective, perhaps because they are created to work specifically together?
Let me know what you ladies think.
Yeah.
That's what they said.
What do you think?
Well, as I read this question, I immediately thought of how I felt when I was like 12 or 13. And for a present, I got the Clinique like skincare system.
Yeah.
And how I used to feel seeing it on my mom's like bathroom counter. It was like so titillating and exciting, and I wanted it so badly. But I don't now as an adult, I use all different kinds of products. I have bought a bunch of things from one line, and I found like every product works differently. I feel like it's kind of a myth to assume that like a line of products is going to work together better. I don't know. Again, not a dermatologist or an esthetician.
I think, you know, one of our advertisers, Beauty by Design, is kind of trying to just do this thing where it's just one line for everything. And I think that is also good if you are just starting out, whether or not you do Beauty by Design or anyone else. It's like, it can kind of be an introduction.
Yes.
And it's easy. You don't have to kind of run around buying things from different brands. You can try out different things from one line, and just, it's like a one-stop shopping kind of situation. Now that is also something that might not appeal to you. And so that's fine too. But I think if you are feeling overwhelmed, buying from one line can just be easier.
That's a good point.
And then you can see if you actually like those products. And then once you figure out what you like and what you don't like, and maybe what ingredients you like and what ingredients you don't like, then you can start experimenting with other lines and other products. But I think, you know, it's good to get like a basic routine down.
I like that. I mean, it sounds like the person who wrote in has a system that is working for them.
Yeah.
I don't know if you should feel pressure to buy everything from the same line under the guise that it's going to work better.
I don't think you have to.
Yeah. I don't think that's necessarily true. Like, for example, I have been using one face wash from one company, vitamin C serum from another company, and then a moisturizer from somebody else.
Yeah.
And then a sunscreen from somebody else.
Yeah.
And it all seems to work nice on my face.
Yeah, totally. I think it's just a matter of personal preference.
I agree. And do whatever is cost effective for you.
Exactly.
If that's cheaper to get the whole line, you want to go there.
Do it.
Go for it.
Yeah. Kate, I hear tell that we have a voicemail.
Dory, you hear tell correctly. Let me play it.
Hi, Kate and Dory. Just calling to say that I love your podcast. I listen actually with my mom every week. I'm calling with a question about self-care during the loss of a pet. So recently our dog was diagnosed with cancer, and we will probably be losing her, unfortunately, in the next few weeks to a month or so. And it's incredibly painful and horrible. And, she's basically our only child. So I was just wondering if you guys had any suggestions for how to cope with her last few weeks, what to do with her, and then how to cope after the loss. Really appreciate any support you guys could give. I know you both love your dogs very much. Anyways, we love your podcast and hope you have a great week. Thanks. Bye.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
I know. We all were making sad faces listening to that voicemail. Dory, I remember before I knew you, and I was just a fan online reading about, I knew you wrote about your dog a lot and then your dog died. And I remember feeling so devastated as just like a follower of yours on the internet when your dog died.
Yeah, that was really hard. My dog and I had been through a lot together.
Yeah.
And yeah, it was really tough. I mean, the one thing that I will say that I think is like a sort of big picture overall thing is like, allow yourself to grieve and don't get in the mindset of like, it's not a human, so I shouldn't allow myself to be as sad as I would be if it were a human. Does that make sense? You know what I mean? Like,
oh no, losing a pet is huge.
Losing a pet is so devastating, and you can allow yourself to grieve. And you know what? If you need to take a day off work on the day that you put your dog down, then do it.
And maybe the day after.
And the day after. Like, it's really hard. I remember when I had to put Lee down, I just started a new job.
Oh, gosh.
And it was like not a great time, but it was really devastating. And I took time off, and I just allowed myself to be really sad about it. It's really hard, you know, be kind to yourself. It's going to be really sad for a long time.
Yeah. I mean, my cat, I love my dog, but my cat I had for 16 years, she was like my best friend. She went through my entire adult life with me, and putting her down was really hard. And the last few months of her life were really hard because she was clearly getting sick and deteriorating. I think if there are things you can do to make your dog feel really good in the last few weeks of their life, that might be really special. Feed them whatever like favorite things you want, like spend time in the places that are meaningful together, or just like cuddle your dog and make them feel cared for and loved. I could cry talking about this. Your dog is going to know, I think, how loved they are.
Yeah.
When we put my cat down, they gave her like a sedative, and then they were going to give the like shot of the euthanasia, whatever the thing is that killed her. And they gave her the sedative, and she just crawled into my lap. It was like one of the most devastating moments of my life. But Sammy's going to cry. But was really meaningful to me in that I felt like my cat knows how much I love. My cat wants to be with me right now and knows how much I love her. I could really cry talking about my fucking cat. I will say, I don't know if this is the advice you're looking for, but one thing after your animal dies is you can get them cremated, mm-hmm. and you can pay extra to have them cremated individually. Like, otherwise they will cremate them with a bunch of animals and you'll get ashes back, but it'll be mixed in with other animals. And like, I definitely paid, and I was lucky to be in a place where I could afford to do this because it's kind of indulgent, but I paid more to have her cremated alone. So I just knew I was getting all her ashes. And those ashes are in this little floral box in my living room. And recently my daughter asked if she could take them out and hug them because she missed the cat.
Aww.
But another thing I think you could think about is like, maybe you could make a donation to an animal rescue in name of your dog.
I love that.
There's so many, as you might know, I love perusing dog rescues on Instagram. But there are so many animals that need support, you know, rescues that need support financially. If you're not in a place to like go out and adopt an animal right away, that might be a really special way to honor your dog, even though they'll never know.
Totally. I think, you know, something else that you might consider is fostering a dog.
Mm-hmm.
Look, I don't want to tell you that anything is too soon. You know, if you want to adopt another dog the next week, by all means.
Yeah. Nobody can tell you how to grieve.
Yeah, exactly. But for me personally, I think that would have been hard. But if I'd been in a position at the time to be able to foster, that might have been good. Because it kind of lets you have another animal in the house and someone that actually needs help.
Yeah.
You know, you'd be doing a good deed. And might just kind of like take some of the edge off of your grief. So
I will say the fact that you called into our podcast to talk about it just shows what like a loving animal pet owner you are. And I think your dog is probably already feeling so safe and loved.
Oh, actually I have I'm going to have to look this up.
Okay. What is it? Where are you looking?
It's a book about end of pet life. So there's a book that I read a few years ago whose name I'm completely blanking on, and hopefully I can find it and put it in the show notes. Talking about end of life care for dogs. And I don't know, that might be like too intense for you to read now, but, I think there is a lot of stuff out there about kind of making your pet comfortable in his or her last days. So I'll be thinking of you.
This is a
really hard thing to do. And I hope, you know, I hope you're able to just kind of enjoy these last few weeks with her.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight, and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Yeah. We have one last voicemail.
Okay, let's hear it.
Okay.
Hi, Dorian and Kate. I have a random request for you guys. I've been listening since the very first episode, and I love it. And one of my favorite things is when Sammy starts laughing or you guys make a comment, kind of like an aside to Sammy. So I was wondering if Sammy could come on the podcast and maybe share a little bit about self-care and what that looks like. Then anyway, just a thought. Bye.
Well, well, well. I think we can arrange that.
I think we are already arranging it.
Oh, yeah.
I will say one of my favorite things is looking over and making sure Sammy's laughing at something I'm doing. I seek your approval, Sammy. Will you be a guest on our podcast?
Totally.
Yay!
We did it.
We did it. Listener, you are not alone. We've received numerous requests to have Sammy on the pod. So we're going to make that happen at some point in the coming months.
Yeah. Can't wait.
Can't wait for Sammy to educate us on self-care.
Yay. All right.
I think that just did it.
I think that just about does it for today's mini up.
Yeah. Thank you all very much for listening, for your questions. And we'll talk to you next week.
Bye.